This Get Made.
Hey everybody, welcome to a How Did This Get Made mini episode. I'm going to tell you what I want, what I really, really want, and that is to do an episode devoted to the Spice Girls. I'm talking about Spice World, the movie. Do you not know what this is? Okay, before Justin Bieber, before Taylor Swift, there were a triumvirate of women. Spicy. Is that one of their names? I don't know. It was Victoria Beckham, Melanie Brown, Emma Burton, Melanie Chisholm, and Jerry Halliwell. They were the Spice Girls. I can't remember all their little things. One was sporty. One was scary, which was kind of racist to me. One was posh. They had a bunch of names. They were like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles who sang. I feel old describing it to you if you don't know it, but these people were huge. They were giant. And when you have a giant musical act, you go, let's make a movie. Let's take them out of the thing that they're good at, and you could put good in quotes, and say, let's pop them into an hour and a half long comedy feature. Done and done. Holy moly. I saw this movie on my birthday. That's how, I mean, I think I saw it ironically. I hope I saw it ironically. I may not have. 97. It may have been me actually seeing it real. I don't know. I saw it on my birthday. I was, you know, look, how could you not like these girls? They're so much fun. Baby Spice, Posh Spice, Sporty Spice, Redhead Spice. Guys, what I'm saying is Spice World is a film to see, but don't take my word for it. Take a listen to the trailer.
When the world is in trouble, when our future is in danger, we call upon one man. But when he's busy, he calls five girls. Columbia Pictures presents The Spice Girls.
All right, we're coming.
In their film debut, Victoria, Emma, Mel B, Jerry, and Mel C. They're ready for action. Girl power. They're dressed to kill.
Do you want that shaken or stirred?
And thoroughly prepared for any encounter. It's a story of love.
I think with boys, you should be able to just wheel them in.
Yeah, and order them like a pizza.
Yeah, no cheese.
Compassion.
It's really too hot in here.
I need a fan.
Better.
And misunderstanding.
When the speeding melon hits the wall.
It is Christmas for the crows.
What did he say?
I haven't a clue.
That's more like it.
This January.
Would you like an hors d'oeuvre?
No. But I'll have one of these pie things.
Make your choice.
Oh, I like the blonde one.
No. Sporty.
Rock your world. Hello! And spice up your life with the Spice Girls. Spice World.
Yeah, but can they act?
Blah, 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 girl power, feminism, do you know what I mean?
That is it, Spice World, starring the Spice Girls. You can get this on YouTube, you can get it on Netflix, you can get it on iTunes. You're smart people, you know how to get stuff digitally. You can get it. So get it. Watch it. It's going to be good. We have a very special guest. One guest, I'm going to tease you with who it is. This person has been the most recommended. You might know her, narrowing it down by 50%, by her tweets about pop culture. She does a lot of live watching. You know, you'll see. You'll see who it is. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. But enough of this bullshit. I know you've tuned into the mini episode because you're like, Paul, I like the show and I like to have an episode that's like a quarter of the length and it's more about me. Well, here you go, because we're going to get into corrections and omissions. These are things that we might have left out or omitted to talk about in the episode that we did before. The episode we did before was In the Name of the King. A Dragon Siege Tale, our first Uwe Boll movie, and I think our last Uwe Boll movie. First of all, a lot of people say this is his best. Well, guess what? We're not going to do another one ever again. There was a conspiracy theory going on the Earwolf board that this is an episode was taped a long time ago. People had theories of why. It was not. It was taped just recently, 2 weeks ago. Did we like it? No. Well, we said that in the thing. A lot of people are correcting us about the movie's location. Apparently, I did not know this. It was shot primarily in Canada. So we were wrong. All those jokes about Romania, we take it back. Romania, you are a beautiful country in our eyes. You did not let Uwe Boll in there to shoot his movie. So we apologize. Canada, the blame is on you. For the first time ever, you've done something wrong. All right, let's see what else people are saying.
Correction.
This is a great point brought up by Too Cool for You 69. I like that name. Too Cool for You 69 says, boomerangs don't return if you hit something with them. Come on now. It's a great point. I don't believe that we did not mention that the boomerangs, yeah, they would stop. They would definitely stop. Good point.
Omission.
Being Ernest Borgnine writes, and this is actually something that a lot of people talked about, there is a very good article about Germany's tax loophole that funded Uwe Boll's insanity for years, came out a few years back, and it basically shows how the tax laws are structured so rich Germans can use the funding of movies to get big tax write-offs. This is brought to my attention by Being Ernest Borgnine, and he has a link on our Earwolf boards at Cinnable, like S-C-I-N-E, M-A-B-L-E. You'll find it. Just go there and you'll say it. And it tells you all about how Uwe Boll has been manipulating the tax structure of Germany to make his movie. What else?
Omission.
Justin L., a frequent contributor to Corrections and Omissions, points out, did anyone notice that when the Krugs, or Krugs, I forget how they're pronounced now, were in the barn, Statham jumps up to fight a Krug in the hayloft? But they're in the process of burning down the barn. Why the hell were they up in the A-loft? Justin, that's really what we're picking on? That logic flaw that someone's in the top of the hayloft? Of all the things that took you out of the movie? Normally, I'm 100% on board with your Corrections and Omissions. This one, a little too nitpicky. Even I, who says this movie is a piece of trash, would say that's a little too picky.
Omission.
Rip, the Spirit Bear, or R.I.P. Spirit Bear, says the things that he really laughed at was that the town of Stonebridge appeared to be just one house, a barn, and a bell tower. That's it. That was the town. That was actually a very good, I like that. I did not realize how small it was until you pointed it out. And of course, yeah, they didn't have anywhere to shoot.
Omission.
Paul, a.k.a. Paul, points out a very good thing about the archers. He said that the archers, when they were right in front of their enemies, they were on top of a hill, they could have aimed down with their bows and arrows. But no, they shoot up at a 45-degree angle. Why would you ever shoot up into the air when your opponents are below you? It makes no sense. Paul, I agree with you. The one thing I got from the forum, more than anything else, is that you guys hated this movie. I apologize. I didn't tell you to watch it. I didn't really stump for it. But you know what? It's buyer beware. This entire show is like that. You don't need to watch these movies. Sometimes you're going to get a big old turd. We're going to serve it up to you in a nice big bowl, not put any sort of sauce on it. You just got to eat shit. We did it. You did it. We were in it together. It's like Vietnam. We lived through something. But let's get into some show business. If you have not been on the Facebook page for How Did This Get Made, and I don't know why you wouldn't, I mean, that's where all the cool kids hang out, you would see that there is a new thing trending right now. It's called a Memezoukas. A Memezoukas is taking quotes from Jason Manzoukas and putting them on a meme sort of picture. They've done it for Jason, they've done it for June, and they've done it for me. Although I've realized in this, I'm not very memeable. I haven't said a lot of memeing things. I need to start doing more memes. Maybe I should be like, why no memes for me? That would be a great meme. Or like, come on now. Or, that's not the way I like it. Or, you know, my classic phrase of, hold up, that's whack. Guys, these are my catchphrases. I don't know why you are not memeing them, but these are really very funny. All the Manzoukas ones are amazing. And when put together, they could be used as evidence at a trial for a horrible, horrible crime. Also want to talk to you guys about the movie poll thing. We got a lot of submissions in on that. People at Earwolf are working on it. We're going to incorporate it into this site. We're going to make it really cool. Also want to remind you, we've got Crank 2 t-shirts still. Until we sell every last one of them, I will keep on talking about them, because then we can make another one that you guys make. I'm still loving all the art that you guys are sending in. We're using them for our Facebook page and different Earwolf things. So keep on sending in your fan artwork. But now it's time to get to a little Q&A. You got Q's, I got A's. Not AIDS.
Mailbag.
Dan Zimmerman writes, damn it, why do I always miss these? Dan, you miss them because you're living a life, an exciting life, a romantic life. You make passionate love to men, women, children. We won't get into it. They're into it. It's like, it's not rape when you do it, Dan. It's more like they're just underage and you're just older than them. I forget the term for it, but it's a very gray zone of rape. Cause they're both into it and they're willing and they're smart. Like a 17-year-old, that's who you're having sex with. That's why you're missing these, because of your lovely sexual liaisons with 17-year-old boys and girls. Andrew Wellington writes, if you could zap yourself into a movie and change the whole plot of the movie by shouting out one reveal, what movie would it be and what would you shout? Well, I mean, if you're going to go classic, I go Home Alone. I'd be like, hey, dum-dums, you forgot your fucking kid. How hard is that to remember? Your child. He's in the house sleeping. You remember? I know you're rushed, but you forgot your child. That would be one. I guess that would take away the whole Home Alone concept. Then it would just be like Catherine O'Hara on vacation with her family. Don't know if I want to see that movie. I think that movie was called Home Alone 2. The other reveal that I would announce is in Sleepaway Camp. I'd be like, yo, that chick's got a dick. Let's talk about it. Let's break that down. I think that would clarify a lot of stuff. And even if I think if I revealed that, people would be like, how? She would have to explain it, and it still would not make any sense. Vikas Bandhu, the best name of all time, goes, why aren't you picking on The Rock more? Tooth Fairy? Race to Witch Mountain? The Game Plan? Be Cool? The Rundown? And he's got more to come out this year. Vikas, picking on The Rock is like picking on God. Dare I say it? Blasphemy, you say? No! The Rock is our new God. This guy, man, he is out there busting his butt. Yes, he makes about 12 to 15 movies a year. Yes, not all of them are good, but I'm not going to pick on The Rock. I like the guy too much. You see how much oatmeal he eats? Follow him on Twitter. He takes pictures of his oatmeal. Guy's up 4 a.m. in the morning. You pick on him. He'll come and kick your ass. The guy has more muscles in his neck than most people who work out every day have in their body. I'm not picking on The Rock. You go pick on The Rock, then The Rock will pick on you. Eden Gutteron writes, verb or adverbs, bro? Adverbs. You know how I roll. You know how I do. I love my adverbs. Runningly. That's not an adverb. Okay, remember when that was important? You had to know stuff like that. Why do we ever learn fractions? If you're using fractions on a daily basis, let me know, because I'm convinced that you don't need to know that. I'm sure some nerd who listens to this podcast, I'm not saying it in a nasty way that you're a nerd. I'm just saying there's somebody out there who's like making plastics, and he's like, oh, I use fractions all the time. Well, not you. I'm talking about normal people. You're like the 1%. I'm talking about the 99%. No one is using fractions. Let's get it out. And the penny. Let's lose that too. Grimazing Reed writes, what's your favorite action figure? Grimazing, first of all, I know I've talked about The Rock already, but the new Rock action figure for G.I. Joe is pretty badass. You hit a button on his back, he pulls out guns, like magnetized guns in his hand. Don't ask me how, because I don't know. I'm not a toy guy. But my best action figure is a Mel Gibson action figure. It was made by a guy on eBay. He makes action figures for movies that don't have action figures. Jaws, like I think he did one for Bloodsport. I got the Lethal Weapon. I got the Riggs one. It's great. It's amazing. It was worth the $40. I paid $40 for an action figure of a character based on a man who is a horrible racist, but a great friend to Jodie Foster. So I can actually then act out with my Nell action figure, a great dinner conversation between the two of them. Lindsay Moore writes, has anyone seen my pants? Yes, I have. And I did not want to get into this, but I saw them doing crack cocaine up by a gas station. It was not nice. It was letting young high school students rub up against, dry hump them for money, for crack money. So maybe you should just let those pants go. Lawrence Jackson writes, what would Peter Parker be if he was bit by Jason? I think he would be a lot more vulgar. And maybe shoot cum? Matt Sinodi writes, why can't Doug Benson pronounce June's last name correctly? Matt, that seems like a question for Doug Benson, not for me, Paul Scheer, host of How Did This Get Made. The only way I would say that he can't pronounce it is because she's got a name that people think how do you pronounce it wrong? Her name is Raphael. People pronounce it Raphael. I've said her name. I say, oh, this is June Raphael. And people go, oh, you mean June Raphael? No. I know her. I'm married to her. She's my wife. I know how I pronounce her last name. But people don't want to pronounce the Raphael. People want to pronounce it Raphael like she's a fucking Ninja Turtle, which she does love pizza. I'll give her that. But she is not a Ninja Turtle. She has amazing kung fu skills. Yes, I'll give her that. Not a Ninja Turtle. Yes, she lives in the sewer with her friends that fight crime, but she is not a Ninja Turtle. All right, that's all we got for Q&As. You guys did great. Those are some fucking great Qs. I gave you some great As. I didn't give you any AIDS. I gave you some As.
Mailbag.
You know, boy, oh boy, I enjoy this time with you so much. I have nothing more to say to you. I think we're done with this interaction. I think it went swimmingly. I think that we're going to really just continue this amazing relationship. Keep your eye on the Earwolf boards. Write your corrections and omissions. Write us questions the next time we do it. Here's the thing I'm going to say to you. I'm going to say this to you guys. If you want to do anything with your life, check out Burning Love Season 2 on burninglove.com. Check out my comic book, Alien v. Parker, Alien vs. Parker, Episode 1 in stores now on the iPad at Comicology through Boom Studios. You can go get that. Even if you don't like comic books, pick it up. Do me a favor. I'm giving you this for free. At least you could do is spend $3.99 to look up pictures with word balloons over it. I guarantee you it's 85% better than the best Garfield comic you ever read. Not the ones about lasagna, because that's A-plus material. I'm talking about the ones that are more like Odie-centric. Jason, obviously, he's got stuff that he's doing. You probably see him around. He does not have Twitter. I have Twitter. Follow me on Instagram right now. Follow me on Twitter. Every day I'm tweeting from the set of NTSF SDSUV. Any Doctor Who fans out there, you'll know that Karen Gillan is on the show this year. She played Amy Pond. She's killing it on the show. I'm actually coming right from a taping of NTSF right now. We've got some good people on the show this year. Very excited. We'll talk about that again in July when I have to shill. Make you guys watch it, season 3. We're going to be in London. I'm going to be in London. So if you want to, like, tell me places to go in London, do that. This has really just come into a personal ad for me. Guys, I'm lonely. I need your attention. I need your time. I'm going to let you go. I'm recording this on Passover. So for all of you who celebrated Passover, happy Pesach. Is that something that you do? I don't know the correct terminology, but I hope you had a great Passover. I do not celebrate Passover, But why didn't you invite me, you sons of bitches? We'll see you next time. Spice World, get it online. Do it, you fucking dummies.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.